Just join the paddy wagon.
I ain't too proud to be.
Yo, it's funny. episode 49 of A Complete Abridged Record Collection, beginning there with TLC, Ain't Too Proud to Beg, 12-inch single that I got for free from the Music Trader in Point Loma, San Diego, California, when it closed down. Yeah, and coming up soon, I'm going to play all of those records all in one show. And a lot of them I haven't even listened to, even though this was almost a year ago, or possibly over a year ago, that I went to Music Trader when on the day it closed down and just got free records. And I took, let's say, 60. Obviously, I can't play all of those records because I'll lose my mind, and some of them are probably terrible. So that one, obviously, a bit of a keeper. That's why you're hearing it now. And that night was a memorable night. I went with Alex Miranda. I got propositioned by a woman, which was the most bizarre thing that has ever happened to me. Obviously, there was a lot of drugs and alcohol involved, and it was extremely uncomfortable. It was an extremely uncomfortable moment. I was really crazed out from getting a lot of free records. Basically out of my mind, my fingers were literally black. They were just dust and dirt all over them, that the tips of my fingers were black. It was crazy. And a few good bands played, and it was a really fun night, Sunday night. I remember kind of going just partially out of obligation and ending up having an awesome time. And getting cool records like this TLC, Ain't Too Proud to Beg. 12-inch. Awesome cover, too, if you could see the cover. Amazing. Well, this is, of course, A Complete Abridged Record Collection, the radio show / internet broadcast / internet podcast, where I, your host, David Barkley, play one song from every record in my record collection and recount the story of my life. Why? Because I just want to remember my life with myself at some later time. And this is the archive of myself for myself. So if you're listening to this, I don't know why. But coming up next is a record I bought today. Yeah, that's right. I bought a record from the thrift store that's next to the Sips in San Diego, California, today after having lunch. And it was a good find. I had a few good finds. And it was a nice day. It was a nice lunch. A little emotional. And, isn't it always? And followed by going back to my office and sitting there staring at a blank Word document. Dark times. But the record I'm going to start off with from the finds of today is Roxanne Shanté, Queen of Rocks. Why'd you have to make a record about me?
Not a word that I said, 'cause you know that night I made it up on my head. Yeah, they said could you sit down? Could you write this for me? Because it's all around town. It's the most requested record that's just on the radio. I said, yeah, I'll do it. He said, yo, throw. So I got on the mic and I started to say, listen to me because I'm fly Shante. And when I just started a rapping like this, it is something that they didn't want to miss. Then I had a far, far way to go. I went a little bit of hassles with UTFO about saying, yes, that I'm Roxanne. And then they got so mad, they said, shit, goddamn. She is making the top of the charts. You know, she didn't even break a record, she broke a heart. I said, yo, Kango, I'm so sorry. He said, I'm going up there, I'm going to play a song. I said, oh, you do that, because you know that you're chilling. And everything you know, yo, I am always willing. He said, yeah, you know, we got our own Roxanne. I said, yeah, I seen that girl, she got a face like a man. He said, yo, baby, that's what she got. I said, yeah, she couldn't even fuck with my. I told me something else, don't you see? I had to watch my language cause I got so many beats. Now you know what else happened. I went to Marlon cause he was a close friend. I said, I'm gonna make a record, yes. He said, come to my house and let me see if you're fresh. I said, no, not that way, no, not today. He said, you know, I'm just playing, Shante. I said, all right, I'll be up there tonight. He said, okay, but just say your mom, please don't bite. I said, you're insulting me, you know. I never have to bite because I always go. He said, all right, I'ma give you a chance. And then when I started rapping, I put him in a trance. He started cutting, he was doing all right. He said, yo, come up here tomorrow night. And then the next thing I knew, I had did my part. And then I had got a call from Pop Art. He said, yo, baby, that John is fresh. I said, thank you very much, because you know that I'm the best. He said, yeah, you know that you're at the top. I said, oh, when I start to rock, don't you know I never stop. Then he said, yo, baby, got the cutest eyes. He said, where did you get him? I said, I don't know why. Then he said, yo, who's your manager, Ty? I said, why, Ty? He said, okay, you'll get by. I said, well, let me tell you, I'm not finished. Oh, when I started rocking, did I really start to diminish? When he said, yo, baby, don't you know that's right? I said, yeah, that's me. I never bite. He said, so tell me this, could you please sit down? I said, no, cause this ain't my part of town. So then I got to Philly, where it was sort of chilly. I met this dude named Don and Willie. It started a commotion. I felt as wet as lotion. And then the next thing you know, it started a commotion. Cause Dana came over in the middle of the night. I was listening to the war. All I heard was a fight. So I said, let me stay in my room. And then Marlon broke out with a big ass room. He said, they ain't getting inside of here. I said, okay, I'm dead over, right over there. And then along came Magic to save the day. You know what he did? He just ran away. Cause he's a runaway.
Why'd you have to make a record about me? Why'd you have to make a record about me? Why'd you have to make a record about me? Yup! cutie.
Fellas, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but there's no need for you to hang around any longer. So Judy, you can go get in the benzo, and I'll say goodbye to my friend so we can hit the disco. My brothers, take some advice from me. There's many more fish in the sea, but I just happen to be the one that got Judy. My brown eyes, brown skin, cute. When I saw her, I had to do my duty. Little did I know she would do. When I saw her, I had to do my duty. Little did I know she would do.
Houdini track there called Judy. And before that, we listened to Scorpio by Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, and we started all off with Roxanne Shanté, Queen of Rocks. And these are all records I just picked up today at the, I think it's Animal Protection Agency thrift store next to Sips Restaurant, a restaurant that I've been to many times, but let us think of what other memories that I can conjure up. Well, I actually also bought speakers from that thrift store once. I bought speakers for a friend, and I really enjoy buying stereo equipment for special friends that I have. I remember that moment. That was a good find, because speakers can be quite expensive, even at a thrift store, but I managed to find the almost perfect ones for the almost perfect price, and it was a good day. I felt good about it. I don't know if I've ever bought any other records from that store, but I've bought some tapes. I bought a bunch of East Indian compilation tapes from there that were kind of crazy and weird. And I don't think I've ever bought any clothes from there, unfortunately. I think I might have bought a egg beater from there, though. Thrift store is amazing for kitchen appliances, gotta say. And, maybe I'll talk a little more about Sips, but I'm just going to play a couple more cuts from this haul. Next is Todd Terry, the band Isis, or the group Isis, and a song called Let Me Hold You.
And this is true, we love to do the things that we're not supposed to do. We don't mean robbing, stealing, or mugging. In fact, don't take it seriously, we're only bugging.
That was French. That was French. That was French. That was French.
Party poopers in a place you want you all to see that we can be taken seriously. But if you don't believe that, then forget you all, cause we're gonna party arty and have a ball. Cause we're here to prove through bugged out means that things aren't always what they seem. We want you all to scream and start to shout as we go on a mission and bug on out. And this is true, we love to do the things that we're not supposed to do. We don't mean robbing, stealing, or mugging. In fact, don't take it seriously, we're only bugging. Well, it's all about us, Jazz and KD, but sometimes it's all about just me. You know what I notice all of a sudden when I speak? Well, this ear button, there's not another person who sounds like me. Indubitably, there will never be. I say a tongue twister like the blink of an eye. Say it so well, you would think it's a lie. Like Peter Parker picked up his gold pen, put it on the battle cell, then pursued his friend. His plot deployed, the polluted punk persisted to prohibit, so the plot is bland flunk. My problem with pleasure, plenty people who flee is blame. The proper part without a picture of grief. And my present play procrastinates my plea. So I'm the perfect face, make a perpetrator praise me. Tell me, girl, now is it true that you'd love for me just to talk to you? For you to be my girl and I'll be your man. You'd be mine, not just another fan. You'd be with me everywhere I go. You'd hold my hand at every show. Inseparable is what we'd be. Jazz and jazz and eternally. But after all of this, you know the dream would end. I wouldn't talk to you, I'd talk to your friend. And you would call me conceited and you'd call me wrong. But you'd call me that night and try to turn me on. Down my digits in the day or late at night. Promise and swear that you do me right. But I doubt that anything that you do would ever give me the stomach to talk to you. Now I'm bugging. To impress, but DJ Silver Spinner is really. He got tricks up his sleeve, and if that isn't enough, grab a front row seat and check out this. When the place gets hot and the air gets thinner, the mutilator on the tables is a silver spinner. Your scratches fascinate us, so why don't you reveal it? Make it hard enough so everybody can feel it. Or mugging, in fact, don't take it seriously. We're only bugging.
whistle there with a little track called Nothing Serious, Just Buggin'. And amazing song there. Before that, Todd Terry, Isis, Let Me Hold You. And, you know, I'm just playing a bunch of records I bought today. I'm just remembering today. Sunny day, got a big bad case of the writer's block, surfed the internet, went to a lecture, you know. Just living the grad student life and taking nothing seriously, sort of like Whistle there. And actually, I regret they had two Whistle 12 inches and I only bought one for some reason. And I already regret it. I also bought the one without the pitcher sleeve because the song looked cooler. Life is so full of regret. Well, I'm going to kick it out with one more track and just leave this show at this, the pure, simple essence of today. I'm going to play a track by Full Force called Unselfish Lover. This has been episode 49. A little bit short, but a little bit sweet, of a complete abridged record collection.
I'll always keep you satisfied. I'm your unselfish lover. I'm here to please. I'll give you what you need. Unselfish lover. You know I'll never let you go.
Unselfish lover.
I'll give you all you need.
Unselfish lover.
You'll never be denied. I will always keep you
These past days, you've been looking kind of firm. And you want to know something? Today is your day. First of all, I'd like to take you out today. You know, maybe the movies. But, well, it's my car. Well, it's not working. But it's okay. It's okay. Because, you see, we can take the bus or the subway. Or better yet, we can ride my bicycle. It's built for two. But if you're going to wear a skirt, be careful that your stockings don't get caught in the pedal or the spokes of the wheel. Oh, you don't want to go out? Well, that's okay. It's okay. Well, let's at least go to a restaurant. I feel maybe we can go to McDonald's or Burger King or... Oh, you're not hungry? Well, it's okay. It's okay. Well, listen, I brought something over us to drink. It's already open. Yes, indeed. Glass for you. Glass for me. And let's make a toast to us. Man, I knew I should have put a little more sugar into this Kool-Aid. But it's okay. It's okay. Hey, listen. I brought you a little something. Yeah, I know how much you're crazy about furs. Yeah, yeah. It's a little teddy bear. Listen, squeeze the stomach. Isn't that cute? Listen, I have something else for you, baby. Let me put it around your neck. Yeah. But listen, you cannot wear this in the shower or whenever it's raining outside because it'll change colors. Yeah, well, it's not real gold, but it's okay, it's okay. Now listen, enough of this. I want to make love thirsty, but you just had some Kool-Aid. Oh, you didn't like that? All right, but listen, once we get down to business, I'll make sure you have something else to drink. You're not getting nervous, are you? Because if you are, it's okay. It's okay. Because when we make love, I'm gonna be like a basketball game. I'm gonna be moving and grooving and shaking and faking. And as sure as my name is Bow-Legged Lou, I'm gonna shoot my best shot. 2 points. No way. I'm coming.
Yo, Flash, this time cut it in mellow.
It's a shame. some people is wrong, man, it's wrong.
It's a shame.
The world won't get no better.
It's a shame.
Everybody's going through changes.
It's a shame. It's a shame.
God bless all of the children.
It's a shame.
The world won't get no better.
It's a shame.
And everybody's playing the same old game.
It's a shame.
Ah!
It's a shame.